Another edition of Charlotte Soccer Show. John Hayes, Danny Brams. We're here. It's match week against Inter Miami. Danny, Charlotte FC is going for 9 wins in a row, tying potentially an MLS record Saturday night at the Keep. It's one of the biggest weeks in club history. It's great to see you. Are you excited for the big match against Messi? Will Messi be on the pitch? Do we have confirmation of that? We're going to talk about all of those things tonight. It's great to see you since your travels abroad.
Inter Messi's coming to town, Johnny. And as far as I know, it's the hottest ticket in the city since Metallica came through, at least for sure. Travels abroad, yes. I was visiting the ancient land of the Inca civilization. Modern day Peru, they call it, but the roots go so far back that I connected with Pachacutec, Atahualpa, you know, Manco Inca, you know, Tupac Amaru, all the great Inca kings and chiefs over the years spoke to my soul while I was down there in Peru visiting the ruins, and got to watch Charlotte FC, had the iPad. Charlotte FC got to watch that clutch win against the Red Bulls on the iPad. It was amazing. I was in Peru watching Charlotte FC repping for the crown, Johnny, if you can believe it. And now I'm back in the good old US of A, as Chuck Berry once sang, drinking Burial beer courtesy of one of the Asheville's finest, now available at your local Harris Teeter, select Harris Teeters. Burial in the can, Surf Wax, my favorite beer in the whole damn city.
It's good. It's and, tough to top.
I got one. Yeah, let's go. Let's do an episode. Let's talk Charlotte FC. Let's talk some soccer.
That is not a paid endorsement, although it is certainly an endorsement of a fantastic beer, one of the best.
It is an enthusiastic one. It may not be paid, but it is enthusiastic for sure.
Dean Smith, the manager of this club. Here's the catch, though. Here's the catch, Danny. He won't be managing in this match, which I find to be quite interesting. The one of the biggest matches of the season, and we know what happened. We know what happened in the match where Dean Smith could not manage before in League's Cup, the opener, I believe it was. Or was that, did Dean manage opener?
It was against Juarez. Yeah, it was the opener and the de facto elimination game for us because we got our asses kicked. Dean had been traveling across the pond for family reasons. You know, he said he'd make that decision 10 out of 10 times. We don't begrudge him that, but he came back with about 24 hours to kick off or less and really had one of his worst games as manager of the club. So, yeah, he won't be here this time, but his prep is going to be a little bit better. Hopefully Miles Joseph and the boys on the sidelines will get it done. You know, Miles is a great coach. Miles is a long-time established assistant in this league, and even though he has admitted off the record, which I'm going to spoil right now, he's admitted that he loses intentionally to Dean Smith at golf because he doesn't want to piss off his boss. Now would be the time to try to outdo Dino because we need everything you got, Miles, for this one. So please do not sandbag. Please don't hold back. We're going to be missing Dino. I have some theories and some ideas about where Dean Smith should watch the game from. We can get into that if you want, even though it's kind of not going to happen. But what do you think? Because Miami's going to be missing Luis Suarez due to suspension because he can't stop spitting on people.
Another spitting. Who's always
Dino or Luis?
It's always something orally with Luis Suarez. Yeah. Yeah. He's either biting you or he's spitting on you. One of the two.
Yeah. I was down in Peru, right? I saw a bunch of llamas. I didn't see him spit on anybody, but Luis Suarez out here spitting on people. So there you go. I don't know.
I wouldn't call it a melee, but there was definitely an altercation after the League's Cup final where Seattle beat Inter Miami 3-0. That's what we're referencing, and Suarez is out of the match for that. So it's a huge match. There's two key characters, in this story that we're going to see on Saturday night. Dean Smith and Luis Suarez out of it. I'm not sure. Messi is on international duty with Argentina as we speak in the international break. Will he be playing in this match, Danny?
Well, he sat out the second Argentina match of the qualifying window because the Argentina manager said he had been, you know, needed some rest. I think that's maybe a wink-wink agreement with Miami. I expect Messi to be ready to go. I would hope that we would be able to face Messi and make him you know, look bad like we did before. You said this is one of the most important matches of the year. It's really like a one of the most important matches in club history, probably not quite as important as the 2023, right? Like beat Miami to get into the playoffs. That was like probably the biggest match in club history. And then you could say like game three against Orlando was like one of the bigger matches in club history last year. But this is up there, top five, not five, maybe top three. I don't know. It's tough. I'd be happy if Messi doesn't play. I'd be happy if he played. You know, I'm kind of two minds about that situation, I guess.
Ticket prices are high. This is definitely we've talked about this season, ticket members as club supporters, founding members, that the resale value, this is the only one you get.
Exactly.
So there's a lot of tickets out there on the market. There might be a lot of messy kits, might be a lot of pink in the in the stadium on Saturday night, but that's just the way it is.
And don't bring it to the supporter section or we'll stick the blue period on you, you know, for sure.
No, you'll see. I think you're going to see some in the supporter section for sure. And if that happens, I mean, I think I trust the supporters to welcome the Messi fans as long as Charlotte FC wins this one, Danny. Yeah.
With Luis Suarez out, John, that's had to be like doubly insulting to you because I know how little you regard the League's Cup, and you had to be sitting there at home watching this like, why are these guys getting so worked up about the fucking League's Cup? I mean, who cares, you know?
Well, the League's Cup's one of those things. It's like, oh, it was still going on? Oh, it was still going on.
Final?
Yeah. But to be fair, in Seattle, the stadium was absolutely packed. They had a great crowd. And the Sounders dominated. So for what it's worth, it was a nice, and I think that's a lot of what MLS is, Danny. It's local, right? Yeah. It's a big game for Charlotte on Saturday. It's a good time. This match against Miami for the city show up and for the stands to be full.
Yeah. And I hope they're full. And as far as I know, the upper bowl is not open. You mentioned high ticket prices. I saw supporter section tickets being posted for over $100, and even according to Ticketmaster, selling for over $100 in some cases. So, and that's like a $30 ticket normally, I think, face value. So, 3xing ticket prices, we're doing pretty good. But I would have thought the upper bowl would have been open by now. I haven't seen a club announcement. This could be dated by the time you're listening to it, but I wouldn't be shocked if by Saturday there are not some sections in the upper bowl opened at least. I'm crazy. It's a hot ticket.
It's going to be a great scene in the stands. It's also going to be a great scene on the pitch. This is a great tactical matchup. Charlotte FC, they've been playing very, very well. Wilfred Zaha, Edan Toklamadi, the attack, Kerwin Vargas. It's a really nice forward group that Charlotte has right now. That's probably who's going to start in this match. Mm-hmm. That would be my expectation along the front line there. Tim Ream coming back from international duty, you know, playing as we tape this episode, United States 2-0 up on Japan. Wow. In the final match.
And Ream's still in there. Yeah.
So Ream's coming back. Adios and Milanda, big match for him. The move to Middlesbrough coming soon. This is a big stage for Charlotte FC against Messi and Inter Miami. Sergio Busquets, somebody who was potentially implicated in that altercation.
He was a naughty boy, just like Luis. He didn't spit on anybody, but he threw some fists. So, you know, yeah.
But he is available for selection.
Yeah, I think he's banned from his next League's Cup game, but it's like he's so old, he probably won't even be still – playing for Miami by the time they start League's Cup again. The initial Suarez penalty was only League's Cup from his team, and then MLS waited and said, no, we got to give this guy three extra games in the league. So, yeah, I mean, it's a good matchup. And, you know, Messi's going to overshadow everything. But I personally feel, Johnny, like Messi is just kind of overrated. Like Messi, I consider them a below average team that has this magic button that they can hit the magic button every once in a while. It's the Messi button. It's like Messi, come rescue us. And so they start to look good and they get good results. But I swear, I've said it from the beginning, they are not as good of a team on paper or in practice as like people would have you believe. And it's because they have that button. And I think they're going to try to hit the Messi button against us. But as Loki once said, we have a Bronico. We have a Bronico for that situation. I think Brandt can stick on Messi like he's a piece of chewing gum and he'll know the flavor by the end of the night, Hoosier style. And
we've seen this before.
I like the matchup, Johnny. What can I say? I like the matchup.
We've seen this before. Remember all the videos of Messi walking around on the field at the Fortress last season. You remember those videos? Like that's out there. We've seen this before. So that could potentially happen. And I think you're right, Danny. What kind of team are we going to get? Are they going to be able to press the magic Messi button? I like the way that you put that.
Yeah, it's a good button to have if you have it, but you can't rely on it for everything. And when you come into the Fortress, one of the best home advantages in the league, a team that's streaking, a team that is on the verge of history with an 8-match win streak and looking to tie the MLS record for most wins in a row in the post-shootout era, which is the only era that I care about. I don't care about the pre-shootout era, you know? Like that does
not. It was nice. It was nice. I got nothing against the pre-shootout era.
I mean, the 90s were great for music, but they were not necessarily great for Major League Soccer. Let's just put it that way. But what can I say? I just think Charlotte is more motivated in this match. I just think the Miami project, I've always thought it was a plastic project. And these words could come back to bite me, but right now, coming home from a vacation and a bye week for the club, I'm just feeling the vibes are high. Maybe it's the surf wax. Maybe it's the, you know, just hubris. I don't know. Maybe it's a sweet combination of the both, Johnny. Maybe it's because my hair looks fucking horrible right now and I'm just having a good time. I don't know, but like, let's go with it.
I love that you're having the surf wax tonight because it does fit this, of course, great theme that we like to present on the show.
It'd be great if performances just went like that, and it never does. You know, there's always, you know, there's always a little downturn somewhere, and you have to ride them waves. And
Johnny, it's just, like Dean Smith stole those words from you. You were the first person that said that.
Wax the board, Danny. You gotta wax the board. You gotta use that surf wax, and you gotta ride the waves because. Now Dino's he's crashed. He's wiped out. Right now he's not even in this match. He's paddling back out.
Dino's back on the beach for this one for sure. let me just put it out there. I would love to see you tell me, we talk about hubris. This would be the ultimate hubris move, and you can tell me why this isn't gonna happen. But like Dean Smith, how about he watches the entire match from the throne? In the supporter section, like give him the pre-match coronation. We have a coronation of Dean Smith. Have him sit up there, watch the match from there. The camera cutaways would be insane. They would be cutting to him all the time. To me, it's like the ultimate, like if you knew you were going to win the game, you would definitely do that because it's such a flex. But with it being such a big game, the risk, as confident as I am, there's always a risk of losing or, you know, being made to look bad by the Messi button. So like, if you're sitting on the throne to watch a loss, it's like all of a sudden you just become – you like open yourself up to like all the jokes from the entire league. So that's why it probably won't happen. But if you knew you were going to win, God, well, that would be such a sweet move.
A win would give Charlotte 53 points on the table. And it would really help because Inter Miami, I believe, has 3 or 4 games in hand on Charlotte FC. It's just a few points behind. So the standings are really tight. And you could make a case, and I'll make a case right now on the show that if this win streak can continue, and I know you just want to take one game at a time. I saw a cool picture from LSU's locker room today, Danny, where it was like the schedule, but you could only see one opponent.
Yeah, that's new this year. They just started that this year. Yeah,
and I thought it was a good way to just kind of. Think about it, but at the same time, we on this show, we get to think about the bigger picture and the bigger table, what it looks like. And
has enough games in hand that if they won their 4 games in hand, they would be in first place in the East and have the supporters shield above Philadelphia by 1 point. So,
yeah,
it's up to us to stop that basically and prevent one of those games in hand from being a win, which we have a chance to do this Saturday.
And not only that, have a chance to rise up the table and see how many points you can get before the end of the year, set a club record in points, set a club record in goals. And that's the goal. So you can be focused, I think, on this match on Saturday. You want the 3 points. If you don't get it, you still have a chance to finish really strong and maybe get top four in the East and earn home field in the playoffs. Best out of three in that first round against the five seed. I think that would be a great situation, a great opportunity for the club to win that playoff series and move on. So that's what you're shooting for. But you win this one on Saturday and you're shooting for more than that.
Yeah, I mean, it would be great to make MLS history and have the 9-match win streak and tie the record. It'd be more important to me to make club history and to win a first-round playoff series and, like, advance to the second round for the first time in club history. I think that would be more important to me as a fan. And, Johnny, you know, we've been so focused on who will be out for this match. Luis Suarez out off the pitch. Dean Smith out on the side of the pitch for the respective squads. But we haven't mentioned that there are two guys that are expected back. And this is part of the reason I'm so confident, because you mentioned that front line of Zaha, Toklamani, Vargas. But the good news is they could have Pep Biel back. Pep Biel, we don't have word. We'll probably get word in the next 2 days. And we've got more stuff coming later this week.
Receiving word? Are you receiving word? You receiving word?
The card says Biel expected back from Miami. That was the most recent report as of a couple of weeks ago. Last time Dean spoke to a microphone, he will speak again later this week. Wilfred Zaha.
I'm excited for that. It's box office on Friday.
Every time Wilf speaks, something happens. Yeah, for sure.
With Wilf on the microphone. He's just very interesting. He's very introspective, and he has good answers for the questions. So maybe we'll do a decoding.
Yeah, we should decode Zaha. If anybody can, we can, you know, for sure.
It'll be a fun episode.
But I think we should expect to find out good news about Pep Biel. We should expect to find out probably good news about Harry Toffolo. And it's feeling pretty good about, is this the strongest, if both these guys come back, it's the strongest Charlotte FC has been. It's the most full strength we've been all year, right? I mean, depending on how you rate the Ajumong Toklamati situation.
Maybe this isn't a hot take, but Harry Toffolo and Marshall Ruddy for me, same play. You know, it's like I think both are very good players.
I mean, they're both very good. I think Toffolo's experience did shine through. In the one game he was able to start before he did pull up with that hammy, I think he showed himself to be a little bit more dependable option than Zach Marshall Ruddy, personally. But I do love what Marshall Ruddy can do. We've praised him on this show because he does good things. But I wouldn't mind having Toffolo in there. Pep Biel, obviously, the more.
But it's more of Pep Biel, yeah, for sure. Yeah, exactly. It's almost like he's the forgotten man at this point.
Yeah.
Because Charlotte has been playing well without him. So you got to interject him back into the lineup, and you got to expect him to perform at a high level very quickly. Right. It's a big match. So if this is going to be the first minutes that Pep Biel gets, maybe we see him off the bench. Maybe Dean holds him from the starting lineup and injects him into the game late if he needs him.
Yeah, I mean, we've got the situation where Diani, Bronico, and Westwood are holding it down in three guys for the, you know, it's a three-man midfield. Bronico scored a goal, I think got an assist in the time since Pep Biel's been hurt. So it's not like Bronico's like dying on the vine in that role as sort of the pseudo number 10. I do think obviously Pep Biel's a little bit more, productive offensively, but doesn't mean I hate Bronico in the role at all. And, you know, the way Diani's been playing in terms of moving the ball back to front, the way Westwood's been playing with free kicks and continuing to cover as much ground as he always has. I mean, I just think, like, obviously there's Messi. Messi is like a freaking outlier of outliers when it comes to trying to rate these guys. But if you took Messi out, there's really not anywhere on the pitch that maybe Jordi Alba, but Messi, if you took Messi out and Suarez definitely is out, like who on Miami would you rather have than Charlotte in any of the same positions? I don't think anybody personally.
It's a full, when Charlotte is a full strength squad, like you outlined here, Danny, it's tough to find a better team in the East. I mean, we watched Charlotte and Philly, the top team in the East, go toe to toe earlier this season at Subaru Park.
Maybe if some asshole, maybe if some drunk asshole in the stands hadn't distracted Dean in the final 60 seconds of that match, they wouldn't have conceded. You know, you never know. You know, who was that guy?
I don't know. Wasn't me. That's for sure. I couldn't tell you who it might have been.
I'll never live that one down. Yeah. I think I did cross disappointment.
We were there. We saw that how close that match was on the road. Charlotte can play with Philly. They can play with the top team in the league.
You can play with Philly. They beat Cincinnati twice. They've split with Columbus in the series. They crushed San Diego at home, who's the best team in the West. I mean, Charlotte, and they drew with Seattle Sounders, who won League's Cup and are at the top of the West. So, yeah.
Well, the sky's the limit. We're going to find out what happens. The international break also is brought to light, you know, some other things too, where you have, you know, Tim Ream playing for the United States men's national team, which is I think really cool. We didn't see Liel Avada and Edan Toklamadi get called up by Israel during this break. We didn't see that happen. I thought those two guys were maybe potentially in the mix. I'm kind of glad it didn't happen. If I'm being honest, I want it for them if they want it. If they're disappointed that they didn't get the call up, I hear that. But as far as being able to stay local, stay in the United States, keep their training going, be prepared for the match, I like that too.
Yeah, I mean, I just looking at the standings, Israel is kind of a fringe to qualify out of Group 1. They're in a group with Norway, Italy, Estonia, Moldova, and they are tied on points with Italy for top two in their group, but Italy has a match in hand, so they've got one more game in the qualifying. Looks like it's against Norway, and then they do play Italy also. So they've got more than one match, sorry. So they actually have three more matches in the qualifying, so they're not dead. And I'm sure those guys would have loved to get called up. Hopefully, if Israel is able to qualify for the World Cup, they'll obviously be on the team, we hope. But as far as a selfish Charlotte fan, I'm more than happy to have both those guys stay in North Carolina during this international break, get rested up. Avada, I've been very critical of Avada this year. He has started to show some signs in recent appearances. Vargas has locked down the starting position for now, but Avada is a great super sub. I think wasting a DP spot on a super sub is not necessarily a good thing, but Avada has delivered as a sub. You can't be too mad at him. So Toklamadi goes without saying, you know, like if you, I mean, Toklamadi, what he's done in the absence after Patrick Ojemong's sale, the fact that no one has ever once like said, I miss Pat, you know, for production reasons. We miss him for personal reasons. We don't miss him for production reasons. Toklamadi's done great. We talked to Roman Harper about how much he wants it and how much he goes up and gets these balls. It's funny, like we talked to Roman about the Real Salt Lake goal that Toklamadi scored, the header, and Roman was like, you know, look at him just go up there and get it. He wants it more than anybody else. Same thing happened versus Red Bulls the next match, you know, on the Westwood free kick to Toklamadi.
Absolutely, yeah. Like,
the kid's been amazing. So I'm happy for those guys to be rested up and at full strength for Charlotte's stretch run. I do wish Israel the best in their qualifying campaign, for sure.
Ashley Westwood, Wilfred Zaha, not getting the England call up this time around. So they've got some time off well. I saw a great moment where a couple players made their English debuts. Jed Spence being one of them. Harry Kane calling, you know, giving Jed Spence his cap, his first official cap for the Three Lions. International breaks are really, really fun. I think it sparks a little bit of joy for the football and Champions League returning next week. Big game for Charlotte FC this weekend. It's a really nice time of the year for sport, not just in soccer, but obviously, Danny, football is back, college football is back. It's a great time of the year, and it's nice to have Charlotte FC playing meaningful games as a part of it.
Yeah, I mean, just quick aside, I walked around town the other day wearing a TCU t-shirt. I went to TCU, go Frogs, and I got a lot of dirty looks from Belichick fans who are sad about the state of their program after the Frogs kicked their asses. But yeah, football is back, and it's a beautiful thing, and You know, the Premier, like we have an international break going on, and then all of a sudden Saturday we got a full day of Premier League action before we even get to Charlotte FC. Before we get to
Ange is in at Forest.
Ange Postecoglou is back. You know, he can't see the forest for the trees, but it's going to be a weird one. You know, like Nottingham Forest built their entire team around a defend and counter style under Nuno Santos, and fired him 3 matches into the season to hire a crazy kamikaze offense guy. So we'll see. They're gonna have to change their whole style and personnel on the fly. So that'll be interesting for them. But yeah, man, it's a football fiesta, dude. It's the most wonderful time of the year. We're heading into the fall. It's been beautiful weather in Charlotte for the last 2 weeks, like sunny and 70, and it was warm enough to hit the pool this past weekend. After I got back from Peru, it's been wonderful. But then you can also go for walks. You can go for bike rides. It should be a beautiful night on Saturday at the Fortress. I mean, what could be better, Johnny? Like, life is so good, you know? We're really lucky. We're really lucky as humans to just be living in this time and this place, for sure.
No doubt about it. So my prediction for Saturday is I've got it at 2-1 Charlotte FC. I think Charlotte FC gets it done 2-1. That's my official prediction. I think they can score 2. I think they could get up 2-0 and just hold on for dear life against Miami. I think that could be a way the game plays out, because a lot of times when the Crown plays well at home, they jump out on teams early.
Yeah. And they all especially have been very good at scoring in the first 15 minutes of second halves this year. That's fallen right off a little bit, but it was one of the dominant themes early in the season. And I'm with you. It's like you stole your prediction right out of my brain, Johnny, because 2-1 with a late concession is exactly how I would call this one as well. I like our chances. I think we're the better team. I think it's going to be tough to deny Messi one moment of magic, but I like Charlotte FC's chances to win and tie that record, you know?
A record for the club that it's only in its fourth season to match the record would be something else.
Post shootout era. Don't forget that post shootout era, you know?
Yeah, I for what it's worth, I do like a shootout.
Early MLS shootouts were amazing. The full running from half field. Yeah, exactly.
There were some weird ways that MLS decided matches in the past, which I think would ultimately it falls in and it makes sense because people say MLS is weird.
Yeah.
And MLS has kind of always been weird.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's part of the charm.
It is part of the charm that there's this professional soccer match Saturday night uptown, and there's going to be world cap class players on the pitch, and it's time to enjoy it for sure.
Mm-hmm. Dino, come to Hotfly. Can we get Dino to Hotfly pregame? He's got nothing else going on, right? He's not allowed to coach.
Well, we're definitely going to have a breakdown of this match on the YouTube page, maybe next week, Danny, see what happens. Maybe another episode of goals. We're excited to bring you these products on the YouTube page for sure. Because I think it's going to be fun. I think we're going to have a best of the season as well. Going through some of the archive clips that we have, not just from this year, but from years past, and from moments, because you know, Charlotte is like a soccer city, and to do episodes like that and explain how all this happened would be pretty special.
Put the stake in the ground. Charlotte is a soccer city.
It's as a soccer city, so maybe
Charlotte is most definitely a soccer city. Charlotte, which is has become as well a great soccer city.
Thanks, Johnny.
it's been a wild ride for sure, and we've had it covered here. Danny, you've had it covered here on Charlotte Soccer Show. So we're excited to bring you some new videos and some new content as we finish off the season strong. As we're excited to see how it plays out.
I mean, at this point, John, it's not even like we're not even like bragging or anything. We're just saying facts. Like Charlotte Soccer Show is part of the fabric of being a soccer fan in Charlotte. You know, like if you're not on board, if you're not a Tifos, it's your loss at this point. Yes. You know, and you're always welcome to correct that mistake for sure. You know, I want to send a shout out because tomorrow
liking, this on subscribing. The To the Charlotte Soccer Show YouTube page.
Yeah, make a burner and subscribe on your burner as well. We're recording this on Tuesday. Wednesday night is the meet and greet with the players at Bank of America Stadium. This is we're on the YouTube channel. We're showing us a pic from last year. I'm indulging myself in the little photo op I got with Dino. This was after I had called the team boring, and I just had to make sure we were all good.
Hey, we're good, right? Yeah. See, I it wasn't me that said that. I was just I was just letting you know what other people were saying. It wasn't me.
Yeah. I just what the fans that I talked to were saying. I think is how I like to put it. So much going on. We're only getting bigger and better on Charlotte Soccer Show. We'll definitely get some sound going from Wilf's Presser tomorrow. Might have a chance to bring in a Miami fan. We might do a live show and bring in a Miami fan and just talk trash to him for 20 minutes. So definitely want to be part of that later this week. We have another Apple guest maybe coming down the pipeline. So, I mean, we're just getting warmed up, as they say, as the playoff stretch run is about to go.
He's Danny Brams, I'm John Hayes, and as always,
for the Surf Wax, baby.